Joining me now on the Heister Automotive Group hotline is Debbie Antonelli from ESPN, the ACC Network. You can hear her tonight on the call for North Carolina and Miami. Debbie, appreciate you taking some time for us here on the OG. Let's start with this. You got the Tar Heels and Hurricanes tonight on the men's side. Are you surprised that neither one of those teams was in the top 25 this week?
Yes, I am really shocked that there's only one team in the ACC. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced and most of us have grown up with. So it's a little bit surprising, and I don't know why they're making such a big drama over the ACC seeming to be weak, but I don't think it is. I think Florida State-Duke tonight is going to be an outstanding game, and I think this game as well tonight that I have in Miami is going to be great.
I think people may be confused about what Miami is or what they aren't at this point. They have some older players, Cam Augusti, Isaiah Wong, then they have a transfer in Charlie Moore, who I think is like in his eighth year of college basketball. but they have they're an older team. They're a guard-driven team. How do they match up with UNC?
Yeah, so it's really interesting, right, because it's a five-out, very good basket cutting, slashing, very good off the bounce team that can score. They've got three really good bucket getters. You mentioned all three of them against North Carolina, who is four out one in. They're going to have a hard time matching up with Armando Bacot. He's been outstanding lately, leads the league in rebounding and field goal percentage, leads the league in double doubles. He's a tremendous offensive rebounder. And the interesting thing I'm looking for in this game is because Miami has so much speed. Most teams don't go to the offensive glass against North Carolina, but the interesting thing is because they run a five out, they take a lot of shots, a lot of jump shots, and they do know where their shots are coming from, which should allow them to get to the glass. Most teams don't go to the boards against Carolina because of their transition game. So I think this is going to be really fun because I think it's going to be a fast-paced, up and down, a lot of shot makers on both sides.
Debbie Antonelli, ESPN, joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Joe Ovis is out today. I'm Joe Giglio. Debbie will be on the call tonight, 7 o'clock, ACC Network. It's North Carolina at Miami. And we talked a little bit about Miami, and I'll ask you about the Tar Heels. Josh Pastner, Georgia Tech coach, was fairly impressed after losing to the Heels 88-65 on Saturday. Said they are a Final Four team. What do you think of probably both of that assessment and the talent that Carolina has?
Well, first of all, I got the same text from Josh Pastner after the game as well. When I texted him, he said they're Final Four good. Obviously, they have a lockdown defender in Leaky Black who can guard multiple positions, who really gave Michael DeVoe a hard time twice, who was the ACC's leading scorer. You got size in the middle. You're good up the middle, meaning your one and your five can all score. And North Carolina, with their ability to stretch the floor, to create space, to play off the bounce. They've shoot the three, one of the top three-point shooting teams in the nation. I think they have a lot of pieces. And I think that because they are playing in rhythm with energy and they figured it out, you know, what they need to do, I think they got a chance to be a deep March team. They don't have as much depth as they've had in the past. They have different depth, you know, because Brady Manick and Darson Garcia are both really good at stretch four and being able to play with a five out if Hubert Davis wanted to play that way. So they've got some variety in the way they look, but certainly their effort is outstanding lately.
North Carolina's 12-4 on the season, 4-1. But I feel like these two games this week, they have Miami tonight and then Saturday they're at Wake Forest. I feel like we're going to learn a lot about where Carolina is with these two games this week. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I think this is a great week in the ACC, honestly. I mean, I think if there's some upsets, there's more teams that get ranked. Certainly Duke is the best team, and Florida State was picked second, so I'm looking forward to that. But for North Carolina, this is a chance to go against a couple of different styles, which is what you want to have in your non-conference schedule to get you ready. And I think, you know, points in the paint is something that's going to be important for North Carolina moving forward, being able to score in the paint, but also being able to defend the paint and not allow teams to get in there on a dribble drive situation. But, you know, Wake Forest presents some other challenges too. So this is a great week for the Tar Heels to get a chance to really assess where they are and bounce back into the polls if they can get two big wins.
Debbie Antonelli from ESPN, the ACC Network, joining us here on the OG. Joe Ovis is out today. I'm Joe Giglio. All right, Debbie, you actually did both the men's and women's State Duke games this past weekend. Let's start on the men's side with Duke, because you saw quite a show from Mark Williams. It feels like Duke is rounding back into shape after their COVID break. What did you make of the performance you saw on Saturday at Cameron Indoor Stadium?
Well, first of all, they're big, they're thick, they're aggressive, they're connected. They're very good on both ends of the floor. They know exactly what they want to get offensively. And then their performance that Mark Williams put on at the rim was just outstanding. He did it with maybe, I know at one point in the game, Joe, I had referenced that he had like 5 blocks and he didn't have any personal fouls, yeah. Which just meant he was going to be more aggressive and trying to block everything that came in there. I think when you have that piece on the backside of your defense, it allows you to do so many things. Defensively, where you can play up the line and you can be aggressive and you can, you know, take a little bit more risk because he's back there protecting the paint. And then offensively, you know, Banchero is so good. You can put him anywhere on the floor. Obviously, Coach K trusts him to have the ball in his hands late, along with Wendell Moore. I think Duke is really good, and I think they definitely could be a Final Four team.
Debbie Antonelli joining us here on the OG on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. So we'll go to the NC State men. You saw them on Saturday. And again, in a loss, 15-point loss, they were missing Manny Bates, something that you had to reference a couple of different times. What did you make of the Wolfpack's performance on Saturday, Cameron?
Well, I'm not getting all worked up about what NC State doesn't have. I'm looking at what they do have. And E.B. DeWanner continues to get better. Now, Ernest Ross and the ankle injury certainly hurt them. But I really like the way that Darion Sebron has evolved into one of the best players in college basketball. He can score in a variety of ways. Off the bounce, he can facilitate with his 6'7" frame because he can see over the top of most defenses. And then Terquavion Smith continues to improve. I thought that was a really good game for him and Cameron. He's going to have to be able to handle a little physical toughness, because the way teams are going to guard him because he is slight of frame. But I think they're coming around into shape. And if E.B. DeWanna can continue to get just a little bit better every game.
Debbie Antonelli, ESPN ACC Network, joining us here on the OG. All right, Debbie, let's switch to the women's side because you did the State and Duke women on Sunday at Reynolds, an 84-60 state win. Second time NC State's hosted a top 20 team from the Triangle at Reynolds. Second time they win in a runaway fashion. The Wolfpack seem to have figured some things out. They're an older team, obviously, and they've won the ACC championship, so they know what they're doing. What did you make of what Duke did against them? Because it seems like now we saw Carolina go over there, we saw Duke go over there, and it seems like that's the measuring stick right now is the NC State women.
I think NC State is a Final Four team, and I think they can win the entire thing. They have everything that you need, and you can check every box. So they're starting to play with much more offensive maturity. I thought Elisa Cunane played maybe the best game I've ever seen her play.
Wow!
When the other night against Duke, because she's handling the physicality of the double teams. She's able to play through. She's staying on balance and staying on her feet, not getting knocked off her line. She reads where the double is coming from really well. They have such great three-point shooting around her. They've got 4 players shooting over 40% from behind the arc. And then, you know, Reyna Perez doesn't get as much pop as she probably should. I think she's right now the second best player on their team. She doesn't turn it over. She facilitates. She can make shots. She was a 1,600-point scorer before she even came to NC State. So I think they're very well put together, and Wes has them in a really good rhythm right now.
Debbie Antonelli, ESPN, joining us here on the OG. And before we let you go, Debbie, obviously another big game for the Wolfpack women on Thursday. They get Louisville at home at Reynolds Thursday night, 7:30. An ESPN game. That feels like another one of those. They've played so many big and good games this year, the NC State women. It feels like just another one. But Louisville has been the one team in the conference that has been able to kind of match up with them athletically and throw somebody at Canaan.
You know what? You're right, Joe. NC State's played the hardest schedule they've ever played in the non-conference, and it did nothing but get this veteran team sharper and made them better. Now, they've got the best offense in the league. Louisville has the best defense. At the beginning of the year, I was saying, Dana who, in reference to Dana Evans, the back-to-back ACC Player of the Year, because I knew Louisville was going to be really strong. I knew they would put the pieces together. Jeff Walls and Wes Moore are two of the best in-game coaches on the women's side, and this will be a fun one. Reynolds will be packed, it'll be sold out, and we'll see if if NC State can get Louisville in rotation, you have to move the ball against a team that really locks it up in the quarter court. And if they can do that, play inside out through Kunane and to Kunane, I think they're going to have a really good chance to win this one. And, you know, Louisville comes in winning four consecutive ACC regular season titles. NC State has the back-to-back ACC championships. It's a perfect setting for a really big game on the women's side.
Debbie Antonelli, you can listen to her tonight on the North Carolina-Miami men's broadcast. It's ACC Network, 7 o'clock. Debbie, appreciate all your time and insight, and we will talk to you soon.
Much great to talk to you.